If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
Now, you know, for some people, specifically other broadcasters, not us, not the private ones, and definitely not like, you know, Prime Media or anything like that. But the SABC, for example, their contracts are coming to an end at the end of March because they start in April. So when that happens, then you renegotiate a new contract. And you go in there, you renegotiate your terms and your rate and all of those things. When you negotiate your rate, do you pay attention or do you even care what anybody else is getting paid?
Not really.
Okay, cool.
Because I come in there knowing what figure I want.
100%. So now I would see, the industry standard is this. I slung it now, right?
No.
Okay. Now, you know, yesterday, again, we had a situation where a DA minister brought this to our attention. DA MP Dr. Mark Burke. Listen to this.
One of my questions to the Minister of Finance in Parliament last year was, how many times are we penciling in an amount in our midterm budget statement and then those wage increases end up at a higher amount? And how often has that happened in the last 5 years? Of course, there's no good answer to that question. And the Minister didn't give a good answer to that question because we keep underestimating, which throws our whole fiscal strategy into disarray. The Minister has spoken in the past about tough love to SOEs, and I would argue that we need some tough love towards state employees going forward. There's all sorts of bad practice that's become entrenched practice over time. So we see, you know, above inflation increases year over year. And then in addition to that, if people have been in the state service more than 5 or 10 years in some cases, they automatically get a 1% increase on top of those above inflation increases. And it's ruining our fiscal strategy. And it's making South Africans really upset that a parliament and cleaner is earning more than, you know, a teacher in a rural town in South Africa. These things make no sense. We can't be spending 30,000 rand on a cleaner when people are struggling to get by. So this is part of the problem. This is what we need to address. And this is what we need to become a lot more mature about in addressing instead of bending to the loudest voice in the room every time.
So the cleaners in Parliament, he's right. They're earning round about 30,000 rand a month. So
it's above the median salary in the country.
100%. So their salary got an increase from 170,000 to about 340. That's going to be at the end of this financial year. So... do you think that's fair? One, when you consider how big Parliament is, and they obviously have to clean all of that, and how many people they've got to clean after.
That was my argument when we were walking here, and I said Parliament is actually quite a big place, and yes, chances are you have to take care of quite a lot of people. But, for a lot of people, the argument has been that you are earning above median. So median salary in the country is about 18,000.
Yeah.
So they are earning almost double that.
Yes.
Right? And some have said you have teachers, you have nurses, you have people who are actually servicing the country as a whole, but also in certain instances, in the case of nurses, also endangering their own lives on a day-to-day basis. You know, all it takes is one needle prick and then, you know, you could contract something. But I don't know how I feel about... I don't know. I'm sort of conflicted about it. I do think it's a lot of money for a cleaner. But at the same time, I feel like if your work actually justifies it, like we're saying, Parliament is a big building.
Yes. And I'll tell you something else. With this guy being a doctor, I would expect Mark Burke to know better, right? The amount of cleaners that I employed in Parliament, let's be generous and say maybe they've got 20 cleaners.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that, but let's say they've got 20 of them. It's not like the tens of millions of teachers and nurses that we have, right? If you were to pay teachers and nurses 30,000 rand a month, then that amount obviously runs into the billions. But when you've got only 20 people and you pay them 30,000 rand a month, I'm sure you can see the clear difference there.
Although I agree with him when he talks about above inflation increases.
Yeah.
That is something that needs to be looked at because eventually it does cost the country unnecessary amounts of money. Because even in corporate, it's rare that you're going to get even inflation rate increment, let alone above inflation. And as he says, if you've been there for over 10 years, then you get an additional 1%. Can I go clean in Parliament?
So here's another thing. Even with that, right? So you got to look at it within the context. If when you came in, you were being severely underpaid, right? Then a new administration came in. That administration then seeks to
bump you up.
Yes, not necessarily just bump you up, but put you on the right scale of pay. It's called a rebase, right? Then, of course, you're going to get an above inflation increase.
Yeah.
Because you were being ripped off to begin with. So now what we're doing is we're setting you at the right pace, and then from there, you can then get an inflationary-based increase, right?
I'm also like, I'm also two ways about this, like, Umpo, because it makes you wonder, are government's priorities, do they align with the needs of the country? Because you'd expect the people that take care of your public health, your people take care of, you know, the schools would at least have a competitive salary. And at the same time, I'm thinking, working for parliament, it's the cost that comes with it. Maybe security risks as well of working for an institution like parliament.
I'll tell you, somebody that cleans parliament works harder than an MP.
Of course. Because
that I can tell you right now. Space. MPs don't deserve that money. If you're telling me MPs must get a pay cut, there I agree 100%. But don't tell me about somebody who sits there and scrubs the floors on a huge building like that, cleaning after, what is it, 400 people? 400 literally every time there's a sitting.
I mean, there are times when even here, you walk in the morning and you're like, there is no way, guys. Like, you can't even just rinse your cup and put it back into the cupboard. So now imagine having to deal with over 400 people who've just left their cups there.
Yeah. MPs definitely cut their pay. But leave the cleaners alone, please. Yeah, by the way, and Dr. Mark Burke, all you do is just stand there and talk. Cut your pay first. Nonke. Then get someone in serious.
We are on Sunday.
Hi, Bona. I'm going to need a la Joburg SD1 e cleaner, it's 5281. I kupu yanga yanga 5 times. Hibo, amatina wangu pase ka balawa oro wagupi. Yo, ngelukashwa nam assemblee. Yo.
Yebo, ise kapa.
No. 30,000 rand is not justified. No, ma ingaba inkulukwani le parliament, guys. Not justified. How many cleaners are there? More than anything else, how many cleaners are there? They say 30,000 each. No. Rather give it to the teachers and nurses. They probably don't even get there.
This also begs the question, do we decide how much somebody should be earning based on the class of the job, or is it based on the scope of the job?
Well, so it's that. There's a lot of it. There's a lot of classism involved. But also, you see, you can't fight injustice with injustice.
That's the thing.
So if we agree that teachers are underpaid and nurses are underpaid, your solution can't then to be, well, underpay everybody else.
You're right.
What you can say is, okay, I'm happy for the cleaners. They've got their thing sorted out. Now let's fight for the teachers.
Exactly.
Because just because the teachers are underpaid doesn't mean soccer manager Sife.
I think you should be paid directly in proportion to what the problems you are trying to solve. So I'm not sure with the cleaners in parliament are solving a lot of problems. I mean, leaving a tea cup on the table, what's the risk? But whereas a teacher or a nurse, the risk is higher. They should be compensated much higher than that, what they're earning now. So, I mean, I don't think this thing is justifiable to get a cleaner earning that much. So, which contradicts this statement that I just made, that you are paid directly in proportion to what the problems you're trying to solve. So, what problems are they solving?
It can't be that either, because there's also a physical effort that's involved. I'd argue a cleaner works a lot harder than somebody who just sits in parliament and debates a point once a year. So, no.
Sizwe, I'm definitely with you on this one. Baba yabo sisaba cleaner lapha parliament. Yes, sometimes these people are so underpaid that yes, ngathi bayenzela laba that are being underpaid. Yeah, no mark nje bajwayele ukuthi ama mate they're being underpaid just because. And I just can't, you know, hundreds of people that you have to take care of. Bawasha makomishi. Umuntu ashiya iskafting lapha ashiya sinjalo umuntu kumele usiwashe. You need to clean the floor, you need to make the windows as big and span, many clean carpet. Mabayekeni guys, if bapopile bapopile bekuyisikhathi sabo vele, mabayeke ngaleyo mali leyo. Abantwana bathole i-chance bayitholile, so there must not be any hey whatever. Amalungelo bajwayele ukubhadala abantu bamnyama imali encane, so kuye 30,000 is too much for a cleaner. Yeah, parliament food.
Hayi, le nto ekhulunywa lo mlungu mina ngiyibelieve wena Sizwe. I'm a public servant as I'm speaking to you. Which level lauma cleaner akuyo? Because manje entry level is level 2 if you are a cleaner, so they are more than meaning ba la kubo level 10, level 12. somewhere there, which is doesn't make any sense because you are having a deputy director at level 10 or level 12. So it doesn't make sense. Lama figures are surely in Dotalin. It doesn't matter which state building or scenario, but it doesn't make sense. Can we provide a proof, a advert, as a parliament, Yamatlina? Then we can talk about this.
That's a very good point that you've raised, right? So the Perzo ranking, we should probably take a look at that as well.
30,000. I still got in my daughter. So if you and my passage as a parliament, Niatabang Uta Kazmul, we know about Jesu Esha, a Velak Bafundi back. Yes, yes.
Kazmula is to shine, by the way. What a funny voice note.
Morning, guys. We cannot justify 30K. What about the people who clean? There's people who clean bigger places than that. Really? No. 30K is a lot. What about the clean my mall the entire day, the entire night? And big ones at that. No. 30K cannot be justified.
They must be getting paid more. Simple as that. Go to the mall and sell and pay the people more.
And who does the most work? The police. The VIP guys don't do much because there's nothing to do.
I'll never say they must get it taken away from them. So that's why I'm saying, rather fight for everybody else who's getting underpaid for their pay to be more equitable. But
we don't look at where a service is done when we look at salaries. You look at the service itself, you look at what market is paying for it, and at times the province that one operates in has impact on it. But you don't get to say for a cleaner that cleans in parliament, they should earn different to a cleaner who works in a hospital. What we do with places of hardship, say someone works on a site, you then give it a site allowance, as an example, to top the salary for the period that the person is placed in a hardship situation on a site. But when you offer a service, you have to be paid according to what market says, not about where the service is offered.
Yeah, well, again, we sit here and we speak about how unfair the market is. We speak about high unemployment, for example. And I'm sure you'll know that if unemployment is high, then it means the reservation price drops and it becomes lower in a market. So if we agree that the market in itself is distorted, why all of a sudden should we now make reference to market prices? Does that make sense to you?
Abahola was says Nabopotida by Colander. By way, Abahole, Gucci Inufundila, Yanga, and eh, Ambo Kulumela, Le, Quam Cashuak, Machita was Bambele, a Marala for sure by a Faran Spanin, La Pangatistina, and Amyang Pumela.
It's funny that Ama MPs, they are always willing to cut everyone's salaries except theirs. Why then are calling Abu? About calling Abu, and then it's born again, Gucci Enze. But they are willing to cut everyone's salaries except theirs. Aye, suga.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.